Is this working?
Let me know when you're recording.
Wait, let me just see if it's doing what I think it's doing. I think it is recording me.
This is a very familiar place. Yes, this is where I started my Dutch adventure. This was the first place I landed. Obviously, landing at Schiphol and then taking the train south to, if you zoom in a little bit, obviously in the underneath that glass structure is Den Haag Centraal, and I had a suitcase. 50-pound suitcase and my backpack and a heart full of dreams, and I didn't know what to expect. And I walked this way down Turfmarkt. There was a lot of emotions in this specific spot. I know I can turn this, 360, but if you zoom in here, obviously there's Den Haag Centraal. This right here, you'll be able to tell me, but this little canal was my first view at a Dutch canal. I know it's a small one right here, but this is what I realized, like, okay, I'm in the Netherlands. Like, there's this all these bikes right here that are parked, and there's this little canal. And I think if you go this way more north, there's a houseboat or two, or there's definitely, like, there was some boats in here when I was looking this way at that time. But it was that first moment of like, oh, I'm here in the Netherlands. Like, this is what the Netherlands is. It's bikes, it's canals, it's like, it just, the wind is whipping and it's July, it's summertime, which it didn't feel like summer to me, the Southern Californian, but it was summertime, the sun was out, and this was, again, that's how I keep saying it, like, this is what the Netherlands is to me, the first glimpse, the first taste. Then obviously, going this way and walking this way. I can pull it up. But I think from memory, it was about 3 miles. I had a 50-pound suitcase that didn't roll very well and a big old backpack. And I walked from this spot right here, leaving Den Haag Centraal, to the student hotel, which is right next to Hollandspoor, the other station in The Hague. And if I wish I would have timed it better or taken the trams there, but I walked and all these people were looking at me like I was an idiot. And I just look like a true traveler walking from here at the 3 miles to the student hotel where I was staying for a few weeks. But this is where my adventure started. And I know this is your neighborhood, Mags. This is your hood. This is where you're from. And this is just where my adventure started.
Well, it's where I live now. It's not, I guess it's technically not where I'm from because I'm from more of the Amsterdam area. But yeah, definitely, this is where I live. And I have to say, the wind whipping, yeah, that particular street is a little bit of a wind tunnel as well. It's quite extraordinary. But yeah, I actually, the first flat I had in The Hague was essentially at the other end of Dorfmarkt, a little bit further along. But this was my route to work. I would walk from my little flat to my job, which was on the opposite side of the station, every morning. It was a sort of a half an hour walk. So I would walk along Dorfmarkt every morning. I started at 7 at the time, and then I'd walk back in the afternoon and pick up all my shopping on the way and all my bits and bobs from the butcher and the baker and the, whatever else you have in that street. And then I would get home. So yeah, The Hague.
What is this
And when
big
you
glass building right here?
I think that's a government building of some sort. It's just an office building.
Oh, okay. I mean, it's really a pretty building and I like the layout of it. But yeah, you walk underneath that when you come out of Central Station.
I know that to the for us where we're standing to the right at the bottom is immigration. That's a food hall, actually, where your mouse is now, that first bit, where it says Heineken, yeah. but like, proper underneath it is an immigration office. And there's a couple of shops and stuff in the bottom, but then you see the bridge that goes over the canal, like the tram bridge. Yeah, that's a tram bridge. So that's where the tram goes. That goes to my house from Central Station. Indeed. This is The Hague, man.
This is The Hague, yeah. It was the start for me. This is where everything started. Again, obviously heaving the suitcase the 3 miles, and you know, it's funny seeing like the McDonald's sign and like a couple other things that were, you know, more American. But even down this,
I was gonna say, I think there's a subway there as well.
There is, yeah, and like I just remember just passing through this. I think if you go a couple, like you walk 10 steps this way, there's another government building to the left right here. And I have a video of it. I made like a reel my first couple days there. I did a whole, I don't know if I ever sent it to you or showed it to you. I can send it to you shortly. So I saw the Dutch flag waving in the wind just, you know, to the left here past the Randstad building. But yeah, it filled me with emotion of like, I'm here in a new country. You know, I just came from my sister's place in Edinburgh, and I had just spent 3 months with her and my brother-in-law, and like got a taste of what the UK was and what Scotland was. But this was Europe for me. Again, obviously it was during the pandemic, and you know, it was July 2021. I have the stamp on my passport. You know, I just saw it the other day. I think it was July 26th was when 2021 when I arrived into the Netherlands. But it's the feeling. You know, this is before, you know, I had already met you virtually on Zoom, and I had you on an episode of my show that I was running at the time, but I hadn't met you in person yet. I hadn't experienced or known what Gezelligheid was. It was just what I love about this spot. And I think when I return at some point for my second long stay, when I come back to this place, or you and I can stand here together, and it'll be a powerful moment because it'll be full circle. It's like just the people that I've been able to meet and the friendships that I've been able to have. And obviously, you know, the relationship that you and I have built together, it all started from right here. It all started from just getting off the train from, you know, the airport, going through Leiden, and like coming down into Central Station and just starting life and not knowing where this would take me, or not knowing where I would go, or not knowing who else I would meet. Obviously, you fast forward 6 months and, you know, I had to fly home just due to COVID being still pretty rough and just some other things, but this was what kicked off my Dutch life, if you will, for those 6 months, and it was just forever life-changing. So that's where, you know, it's a simple little area, but like I said, you know, you have all the bikes and you realize like, okay, a lot of people here ride bikes and you have all this nice infrastructure, but it's an older city, and then you have the canal, and it was just, this was my first taste at what Europe was, or mainland Europe was, and it's pretty powerful.
What I think is funny about this spot as well, especially compared to the spot where we were in the last episode, where we were in The Hague at the government building at the Hofijver, this is not particularly far from that spot, and this is all super modern architecture. Whereas, because that's maybe a 10-minute walk, I guess, to Hofijver, if that, which is all like super old buildings, right? Like that's, some of those structures are medieval structures. And then you have this really modern architecture, which I always find that really fascinating about The Hague. The skyline is so varied as well, right? Where you have, even when you, if people want to go back to the Hofijver, like you have that really old building, and then some of the buildings that we are standing next to, you can see in the background of that view we had of the Hofijver. Like you can see, if you go to the what is that direction? To the right? No, the other direction. Sorry, maybe I said it the wrong way around, but So you've got the little tram bridge, but then that building with the green, the green roof. What's that called? Just one of those round things on the top called. Why can't I not think of that dome? Word? Thank you.
Yeah.
It's like
the kind of like
think of
interesting
word.
Dome looking thing on the red brick building back here.
Yeah, you can see that building in the background, and also the one across from the across the canal from that. If you look up at that, you can't really see it from this angle, but it has like that, like this. Yeah, that building's called the Fountain Pen because it has that. You know, it goes up on the one side, so it looks like the point of a fountain pen. You can see that one in the background from the Hofpfeifer view that we had in the other episode as well. But I really appreciate that about The Hague, that it's such a mix of super modern stuff and then really, really old stuff. And somehow it just kind of goes together quite well.
Yeah. And again, it's just, it was the start of an adventure for me, and just not knowing, just the excitement, the nerves, what's going to happen with the world. Again, it was a very interesting time for me, but this, I had never been in a foreign country by myself. Obviously, like I said, I had known you virtually and hadn't met you yet, you and Celia and a few others at the time, because this was my first encounter walking to the student hotel, but this is my first taste of like Europe and what Europe has become to me, and how the Netherlands has been, how it's become in my heart and in my future travel plans, and how I want to go back and stay for a long time again, right? Like, this is where it all started. Everything that I did, you know, going out to Dira and going out to Arnhem with Danny and my mom coming to visit in Amsterdam, and like, this is where it started. So that's where I'm glad that we, you know, came here and we're showing this place, because for me, it's a great place to go to, right? As we've already showcased with the Hofpfeifer, and I'm sure there's so many more that we'll continue to share from The Hague. But like, for me as Andrew, like, this is what kicked off. This was my jumping off point. This was my just breath of fresh air, 29 years old at the time, not knowing, you know, newly 29. I had just turned 29, you know, 7 weeks prior. But it just opened my mind to what I now know today and what I'm excited for. And again, just the friendship that you and I have and the things that we've been able to do personally, professionally, but also just, it's just, this always reminds me of where it's become a home in a sense. You know, I know we've talked about, we can talk more about in other places, but home to me has always been more of an emotional place. You know, homes are people. You know, I've built a home in you and our friendship. I've built a home and, you know, other friends that I have across the country here in the United States or just here in Washington where I'm at currently. But I started to feel home here in the Netherlands, in The Hague, like physically. So it's just, it's a powerful, powerful moment.
And we've obviously spoken about this as well before, but I think there is something truly life-altering about living in a different country. I mean, traveling is great. Living in a different country is an entirely different thing. And doing that for a few months, especially, like I always say, like go for 6 months at least, because the first 3 months are exciting and then you kind of hit a wall. And you need to hit the wall to go through the personal growth. But if you have the opportunity to go and live in a foreign place for 6 months or a year or longer, however long you want to go, but it's a completely different experience from traveling somewhere and being a visitor, because you become part of the rhythm of a place, and that rhythm changes who you are as a person, and you can't. Like, it truly changes you forever, in that you can never be the person you were before you had that experience, which is kind of scary in a way as well. But I think it's such a powerful introspective process. You really get to know who you are. You really get to understand what your talents are as a person, how you can fall back and rely on yourself, because Because that's all you have in that place, right? It's sometimes you don't even know the language. So you really only have, you know, yourself. And how will you handle this situation? And it's not always easy. But that's the part of it. You have to be creative in way, like in interpersonal ways, or in how do I get myself settled? How do I figure out how things are done? How do I learn to understand how I'm supposed to show up in this place? And I think I obviously worked for the youth exchange organization for a few years after I did my own exchange in Denmark, but I think it's, you know, if more people can have the experience of what it's like to live in a different place and see the world from a different perspective. There was this thing that we always used to say, like, it's not better, it's not worse, it's just different. Because I think when we're stuck in our own worldview, we can sometimes, or we have a tendency to think of our own views as superior to other people's views, just because we're human beings. But when you can be in a place where you can see, like, oh, actually people do this thing differently here, and actually it's equally valid, it helps us open our mind up and become less sort of us against them. And I think that's something that the world could really use more of. Hey, it's Max. Thanks for joining us for a Conversational Cuppa, and we'll see you next time.